Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
You can give a gift to the future by participating in a donor tree program. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It is Patrick Murphy. Hey there, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Glad to have you here today on GLT's Grow. Murph is going to talk about ways you can get more trees in the ground, and this has to do with a donor tree program.
Donor tree program, memorial tree programs are found here at Illinois State University, but they're not exclusive to Illinois State.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. The National Forest Foundation has something, living tree donation programs. The Arbor Day Foundation
has things. Even certain municipalities have them, you know, ones that have more proactive forestry programs. Mm-hmm. Many other schools, all the way from grade schools to, you know, district education facilities.
Mm-hmm. To universities. Yeah. Indiana University has one.
Many churches that have large campuses offer these programs. And it's really a great thing. You can honor someone that is of the past and not with us any longer, but you can also, you know, put something together with a group of friends or, you know, a scouting troop.
Oh.
What a master gardener group. The 2016 Horticulture Agriculture graduates at Illinois State University.
Your book group, perhaps?
Anyone. That's what's neat about it, because the donor tree programs all have one thing in common, is that they have public sponsorship using their dollars to purchase trees to add to various campuses, grounds, for facilities, things like that.
And if you're living in an area where you can't put trees in your yard because you don't have a big enough yard, or you live in an apartment, it's kind of a way to get that out. You know, you want to plant a tree, well, here's an opportunity.
Yeah, and I also think people like to feel like they're part of something.
Yes.
So, you know, if you don't live in the town that you went to school in, for example, that's a great way to kind of, you know, take your kids back there someday and say, hey, your mother and I met here at school, and we bought a tree that, you know, on your birthday. And that kind of stuff is a home run in people's lives, and that builds memories. And that's another great thing about these donor programs and memorial programs. They typically are one that you would work with a person, say a curator, like here at Illinois State University. That's how it works. And they kind of guide you.
You mean like what to choose and where to put it and that kind of thing?
Yeah, the more involving ones do this kind of customer service approach, which I think is the best approach.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are sharing their hard-earned income. It can never be replaced once you earn it. And they're letting the university purchase a tree on their behalf. And the variety of the tree and the location can be honed down to a certain specificity, because they have to plant the tree where we can still mow around it and other organizations can work around it. And it's best, too, if it's planted in the right place. You know, that's another thing.
Right tree, right place.
That's right. You know, so you wouldn't want to be a person that would purchase a tree that was planted in the wrong place, because it wouldn't survive. It wouldn't sustain.
And we're thinking about the future here.
Right. So you're totally missing the ballpark if you plant that tree in the shade of a building. You know, there's some planning. That's why I'm thinking about sharing the fact that if there is some planning put into it, it increases the likelihood of that tree being successful, attractive, and something that we can all be proud of.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. And this week, we're actually getting other people's hands dirty, talking about a donor tree programs.
And, you know, there are other opportunities that come from these donor tree programs that relate to public education, sharing the knowledge of trees. So these programs, a lot of times in working with the donors or the benefactors, they will help you pick a variety that is going to survive. And on here in the university's case,
we're in zone 5, by the way.
Zone 5 to 6, you know, and we want trees that help us facilitate education and our demonstrations of best practices.
Oh.
And where trees should be planted, so that when people leave here, even if they don't study horticulture and agriculture, say you're, you know, a media person like yourself, Laura, you still know how to plant a tree when you leave, and that ain't bad.
No, not a bit.
And you know where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to tell the difference. And that can all be part of the payback, if you will, of these donor tree programs. So you're recognizing somebody special or a group. and you're furthering an industry and a way of doing things that we all love, because we all love to go to parks that are heavily populated with trees. And if that tree's got a name tag on it, that's pretty good too.
Hey, Murph, if we are going to choose a tree as, a memorial to someone, what would be a good species of tree to choose that you think would be a really good statement?
Well, I think here in the Midwest or wherever you live, you might want to start thinking about what's your state tree. That's not a bad place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might want to think about what are some of the favorites in your life. Is there, say it is a memorial tree for someone that's not with us anymore. They may have fond memories of an oak tree or something from their childhood.
Or maybe like a flowering crab tree that they got their first kiss underneath the tree in springtime.
Perfect. I love it. You know, so I think that there's a way to talk to the folks that want to help by sharing their income to purchase these trees for various organizations and pick the tree so it has something special in mind. I'm confident that in any case, 100% of the time, Laura, we can pick a tree or help people pick from an assortment of trees that helps them think about the memories they are wishing to preserve, and also to lay a claim, if you will, to that time in the form of a tree being added. So for the folks that I've been privileged to work with, we have talked about usually three trees and then kind of narrowed it down based on where they wish to see it,
mm-hmm.
and how it relates to their memory, how it relates to their goal or symbolism.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. How much can something like this cost us?
Well, you know what? In preparation for meeting with you, I've discovered that there's a range.
Okay, good.
But the range is, you know, that's not all apples to apples, and that is an intentional tree pun. But I tell you, some places it's as little as $90, and those are Audubon-type trees, and I think a lot of times those are very small, a whip, if you will.
Or what I like to call the twig, the twig in the ground.
Right. And sometimes the deer find those to be delicious, and their lives are short.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of the difference in prices. So here at Illinois State University, $500, that's a lot of money, but that buys an instant gratification, recognizable-sized bald and burlap landscape stock tree.
Okay.
Of whatever variety. So yes, it's young, but it's been around for a while. It's going to survive as long as it's planted correctly and all that stuff is taken care of, and that's likely to happen. And then you have places where you have to donate a lot of stuff, a lot of trees, to get your tree in there. And these are places like Federal Gardens and state-run gardens. Missouri Botanic Garden has had programs that have changed over the years. So sometimes you really got to make an impact and, you know, buy enough plant material to have it symbolize a garden, if you will, or a grove or a colony of something, and not a standalone tree. And I think that those are situations where if you have to ask how much it costs, it might not be for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might not be. Well, if you were going to pick a tree, what would it be, Murph?
I'm hot on catalpas right now.
Wait a minute. A what?
Catalpa speciosa and catalpa bignoides. That's the northern and the southern catalpa. They were Jesse Fell's favorite tree.
Jesse Fell founded Illinois State University.
Indeed, he did. And the Fell Arboretum is named after Jesse Fell. So, you know, I just think that they are a wonderful tree. They have a distinctive large spade-shaped leaf, a flower that looks like a ice cream cone that's too big to put your hands around. And when the leaves aren't there, it's a whimsical, beautiful tree with an attractive skeleton.
Okay, great idea there, Murph. And thank you so much for telling us about donor tree programs. Folks can look up in their own community a donor tree program near them. Now, next week, Murph is going to be talking about getting involved in a community garden, which would be a lot of fun for a lot of folks. If you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org, fill in the form, and send it along to us. And it's possible that Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. That's wglt.org/grow.